Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and this is the podcast where we do the quiz from the weekend paper. My guest today is the one and only Nath Valvo.
Thank you for having me, Kyren.
Thank you for being here. Do you get to the weekend paper every weekend over a coffee in the morning?
No, I don't get the paper because I'm under 70 years old, Kyren.
It actually comes on the internet now, the paper. You can get it anywhere you like.
Oh, so you meant the internet as well.
Well, I guess it's the same sort of thing, isn't it? It's the newspaper. It's delivered on all sorts of platforms.
Still no.
Sorry. What about quizzes? Do you like quiz nights? Do you go down to the pub? You enjoy the trivia?
No.
Sorry, any education of any variety?
Why am I on this podcast? Maybe you should have asked these questions.
Did you achieve your HSC?
I did finish Year 12.
Okay.
So hold for applause. Thank you. I used to host a trivia night back in the day.
Really?
Is that the same as doing one?
Did you have to write the questions, or was it one of those ones where they send the questions and you just have to
copied them from the internet.
Oh, you copied them from the internet. Well, that's kind of what we've done here today, actually. I've found 10 questions, copied them from the internet, and to help you along, because it seems like maybe you will need some help, we have a brains trust for you. Would you like to meet your brains trust?
I'm very excited.
Okay, well, first of all, we have an animal behaviorist who is also an alpaca breeder, originally from Nanandera. Is that right, Cecily Jenkin?
I'm from Narandra.
Sorry, I got that wrong. Animal behaviorist. How's that? Did you always love animals as a kid?
Always loved animals, and I grew up with alpacas in Narandra, and then I've moved to the United Kingdom, and I've got more into poodles, but I have always loved a bit of a dog and a bit of a gator, and I've learnt about mice in the last few years, and I actually did train the dog that you can see on the second John Wicks.
Wow. That's quite a career, and quite a move as well, from Narandra to the UK.
Yeah, it's quite far. It takes, because you've got to go to Wagga Airport, and then you get your Rex plane, and that's 1 hour. And then you got to go to the UK, but usually go past somewhere, and then back then it was longer. So it is very far away, and it can take up to 2 days.
What did you do with your alpacas when you left?
I've had them adopted out to homes.
That's good.
Yes.
You have picked up the accent, haven't you?
No, I got this accent actually from doing Les Mis.
Yeah. Oh, you're also into musical theatre.
Just community. Yeah, community, not
professional. Who did you play in Les Mis? It's one of my favourite musicals.
Yep. Is it?
Yes.
I played Hag number one and the woman who tries to buy Fontaine's hair.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic news. So if any animal questions come up today.
Musical questions.
Musical questions.
I can help you
travel.
With both of those. Travel. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
That's me.
Why do people breed alpacas?
Why don't you breed alpacas?
There we go.
Isn't it?
The defence rests. Well, it's not just Cecily in the brain.
Cecily.
Cecily.
Just two syllables.
Oh, sorry. Did I say? What did I say?
You said Cecily. It's Cecily. Cecily Jenkin.
Just C-E-C-L-Y. Was that
yes?
Was that a mistake?
Yes.
Cool. Also on the Brains Trust, Grubian Tiborg, who is
Gruben Tiborg, Professor Gruben Tiborg.
Sorry, Professor. It's Professor Gruben Tiborg, who is specializes in celestial bodies at the Wilmot Online Technical College.
That's right, Wilmot Online Technical College, a beautiful online college. You can see our online campus online. On there, and you can see all sorts of stuff and learn. And because, you know, knowledge is power.
Mm.
That's right.
Stephen.
Yeah, would you agree with that, Cecily?
Yeah, I'd say knowledge is power, alpacas are power, and as well, I would say music is power. Those are the three things I would say.
Well, music is a lot like the universe, you know. It has its own laws, and it's vast, and it's expansive. I'm not actually worth noting for legal reasons. I'm not in Wilmette. It is a Wilmette online college. I live in Gary, Indiana. Go Wildcats!
Oh. Actually bred wildcats for a brief stint when I was living just north of London.
How do you feel, Nath? Okay. Do you feel like you've got a brains trust that you can rely on?
So I'm going to old mate professor if there's a question about stars.
Yeah, celestial bodies. You know, stars are, you know, many things can be stars, but we sort of an umbrella term. What's just not a star? I mean, there are other things that aren't stars, and I look at them too. You know, space is the final frontier.
Music. What's your music knowledge like, Professor?
Well, you know, there's a lot of music of space. The sun creates its own sounds and waveforms. So I really dig on that. I also
enjoy...
There's
quite a collection of music out in the space now because they keep sending it out there. Like, you know,
keep
they
sending it out there. In fact, space is saying, please, no more. Ever since we left Will.i.am on Mars, it was like, we got to stop this.
All right. Shall we get stuck into a quiz? Do you feel confident? Are you both into quizzes?
No.
Well, I quiz myself every day. I always ask myself a question. And sometimes I get it right and sometimes I get it wrong. So I enjoy all sorts of questions, except for if I was around the Northwestern University campus on January 4th, okay? Because I wasn't. And I did not expose myself to the lacrosse team. I don't care who you are.
Well, hang on just 1 second. Just because it sounds to me, Gruben. That you did expose yourself to the lacrosse
team. I'm sorry. Are you a cop? Are you a police person? Because it sounds like you're English.
Well,
out of your jurisdiction.
Well, I am
good
a
ma'am.
Cop. No, I'm a cop for welfare of animals, isn't it?
I'm not an animal.
Well,
I'm
it depends
human
who
being.
Was there. Was there any goats who saw you?
No, it was strictly. Collegiate men that were, you know, in their prime. Oh, and I wasn't even there anyway, so I just assume. But, I've never been proven that I was there because I have excellent cardio regimes.
Okay, that's fine. No, but this man wants to start a quiz.
Well, we'll see if it comes up. We'll see if it comes up.
It's going to come up.
Over the course of the next 10 questions.
That's good. I'm also interested in men, by the way. So if there are any questions about men... I think me and the professor have got this covered.
Well, let's see how you go with question number one. Which Australian city is home to the historic Fanny Bay Jail? Have you ever been to Fanny Bay, Nath?
Once or twice in my early teens. wasn't for me.
Mm. Anyone else? Have you?
A bit too salty down there on the bay.
A Fanny Bay Jail. Now, that's interesting because I had an auntie, Fanny Bay, and she did go to jail, but it wasn't for anything like exposing herself on the Javelin Boys. It was for tax. It was for tax crimes. But no, I don't think it was named after her.
Tax crimes,
you know.
They can be quite lucrative.
Claiming a computer when you didn't use it for work.
Yep.
that kind of crimes. Mm. But I don't think that's what
that
was.
That could
named.
Really fund a lifestyle, like so traveling the world. Yep. You know, getting into musical theatre or breeding alpacas.
I wouldn't comment on that. I wouldn't. That's not something I'd be willing to comment
so
on.
So if I was to
time.
Ask you the answer to the actual question, right. Where would you say it is in Australia?
It's far away from, not near Narendra, that's for sure. It's far away, isn't it?
You know, there are fabulous, there's a moon on that orbits Jupiter. Mm. It's an ice moon, which is beautiful. One of the most, which is a devilish type of moon. Believe you me, this moon has fabulous geysers that spew. They spew detritus and other things up into the atmosphere. They're so large that, you know, it looks like the moon itself is ejaculating.
Wow.
Right. So with what I'm picking up what you're saying, I think what he's trying to tell you is I think it's in Tasmania.
Right. Well, that's, you know, it's surrounded by water. I know. That no other state is, so that would be
that's
the
true.
Safest bet.
There's a lot of bays. There's probably a lot of bays in Tasmania because of all the water. A
lot of fannies.
I've only ever been to Tasmania once.
Yep.
And I didn't go very far, so I've never heard of this place. So
well, we just need a city. We need a city.
A
so
city on the bay.
Yep. We can lock in it if you're leaning towards Tasmania. Do you know any Tasmanian cities?
Auckland. Say Auckland.
No, let's go with...
You know, they have the cleanest air... They've got the cleanest air in the world in Tasmania. Beautiful place. I watch a great documentary about the young Einstein and his time there.
Young
and
Sheldon. Is that what it's called? Young
no,
Sheldon?
That's a different
I've watched that
documentary.
Too. That's so funny, that. I love that.
I love
put
it
that
too.
On. Have a cheeky glass of wine.
Sheldon!
It's so funny, isn't it? He's like, Sheldon, what
honestly,
have you done?
I always like I sit down with my, I have a man-size lasagna that I microwave. And I sit down with my man-size lasagna and I suck that bad boy up while I laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh
right.
and laugh
and
laugh
laughing,
and
yeah.
laugh and laugh all the way home. Even though I'm already home, I go around the block and I'm laughing to young Sheldon. You know, it's fabulous. His family, they're like, Sheldon, no Sheldon! Yeah. And Sheldon always does, you know, what Sheldon wants.
So I think that's
they're my options.
They're your options.
Let's go with Hobart.
Go with Hobart. Okay, question number two. Who was the first person to become a Knight of the Order of Australia?
That would be Lancelot, even though he cucked King Arthur.
Lancelot was the first Knight of the Order of Australia.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Who was the first person to become a Knight of the Order of Australia?
Oh, that sounds mysterious.
Lancelot is...
I'll go with Lancelot. Still, okay, it still sounds as magical as the Knights of the Round Table.
Cecily, do you remember the Order of Australia a few years back there? I think Tony Abbott.
The Order.
Yeah.
I remember the Order, yeah. So the
you
order
remember
was,
the Order?
Yeah, no, I remember the Order.
Oh, you remember? I thought you said you remember.
No, the Order was John Howard... For whole childhood. And then we had, what was it, Kevin. And then you had your Julius. And then after that, Yucky. Don't know, can't remember.
I'm going to lock in Hobart. Prince Philip.
What?
Prince Philip was the first, you reckon?
Is that what you asked me?
Yeah. Who was the first? How do you know that?
Isn't it?
Well,
no, you don't ask. That's you don't ask. Just
isn't
wait.
That, isn't that? Isn't
and
that,
you don't say. How did you know? Don't.
I myself have a
I'm not
Prince
that
Philip,
dumb.
Or I used to have a Prince Philip, but it got infected and I had to get it removed.
We've got an alpaca that was called Prince Philip as well. And
did he have a Prince Philip? Is that allowed?
He didn't. No, that's not allowed. We don't interfere with our animals. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Despite accusations, we wouldn't. I wouldn't let him touch. I wouldn't do it.
You're saying that your cock piercing was the first member of the Order of Australia?
Well, I didn't get my penis pierced, but I mean, Prince Philip is. It's something different.
Well, what am I thinking of?
You get the inside of your vas deferens you get that pierced. And let me tell you, it does not hurt as much as what you think it's going to. It still hurts, but, you know, maybe it's the adrenaline of, you know, being a carefree 17-year-old like I was. But let me tell you, and I was on, you know, all sorts of, you know, recreational substances. It was a crazy time back in the 2000s.
When I was 17, I had a fight with my parents, and I went down to Greensboro Plaza with my cousin, and I got my tongue pierced when I was 17 years old. Thank you. And then I got it taken out when I was 20, 6 months before I sucked my first dick. What is the point of that? What was the point of that process? What was the point of that pain?
It's fabulous that you've drawn a timeline there. That's good. It's fabulous.
That is nice, Pass. But now we know.
Investigations.
Is that what the next question's about?
Prince Philip. Well, let's take a look now. Question number three. The nine daughters of Zeus and Mnemosyne, who personify knowledge of the arts, are collectively known as what? The nine daughters of Zeus and Mnemosyne, who personified knowledge of
the
arts.
I would say all of them are unemployed.
Yes.
Is
that an answer?
I think it's a podcast, isn't
women,
it?
A podcast. Yeah, one of the others.
Who personify knowledge of the arts.
Are they very pretty?
The very pretty?
Yeah.
So options so
just
far.
Just thinking about gods and that. It's usually very pretty.
Are daughters of gods hot?
Daughters of gods, yep.
The Greeks, they named their planets after...
I was going to say, do you know about this? Greek because gods. A lot of celestial bodies are named after.
Well, I was saying that, you know, religion and gods are just technology that we haven't, you know, really discovered yet come to an understanding. And I think that is... you know, the same that could be said today.
That's how I feel about the animals. I feel they are just a technology we haven't discovered yet, and they are just a religion we aren't allowed to touch on in bits yet. That's something
because,
we haven't discovered yet.
More is known about the surface of the moon than the bottom of the ocean.
That's right. That's what we're trying to say. So what we would say, so I think we're on the same page. So on the count of three, should we say what the answer is and tell Nathan what we think it is? Because I think we're on the same page, yeah? So okay.
Okay.
All right, so one, two, three. Russell Brand
Theater.
And Fringe.
Sorry.
I didn't even think you counted too quickly. I panicked.
I'm sorry. Do
Russell.
We'll go again?
Okay.
I'll count you down if you like.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Fiddle leaf
Sizzler.
Pig.
I'm sorry, I panicked again.
I'm sorry. Could you count us in?
You counted too fast.
Okay, last chance here.
All right.
Shall I? Because some of the ones that have been said so far, just so you wrap your heads around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unemployed.
Yeah.
Very pretty people.
Yeah.
A podcast.
Right.
Russell Brand and Friends.
I said that.
And I didn't catch what you said the last time there, Professor.
I don't know. I panicked. I didn't.
Okay. He said Sizzler, the restaurant.
That's right.
I did say Sizzler. That is true. That is true.
Okay. So here we go. So let's see. Three, two, one.
Caramel.
Trombones.
Okay.
The so caramel we'll trombones.
I panicked.
Caramel.
I panicked.
Caramel
trombones. You counted too quickly.
To the options there. Would you like to lock in
caramel
something,
Nate? Nymphs. Isn't it?
It's what?
Nymphs.
All of the nymphs.
Nips, isn't it?
Nips?
Hopefully there's an M in there and a P. Wait, what?
Nipples.
She only works in two syllables.
Okay.
Cecily Jenkin. I'm Cecily Jenkin and I like Alps.
The seven daughters.
The nine daughters.
The nine daughters.
There's nine.
Personify knowledge of the arts.
Personify knowledge of the arts.
Collectively known as.
As.
Oh. Reese Witherspoon. Big Little Eyes. Meryl Streep.
Oh, Meryl Streep. She is my muse.
Muse.
Oh, let's go with muse. Muses. That's good. God, he's good. Muse.
All right. Question number four. Which F1 driver won the 2014 Malaysian and Bahrain Grand Prix?
August Osage County is a masterclass in acting. by Meryl Streep. If you've ever seen it, it is like a play that unfolds on
it was a
TV
play. It was a play first, Professor.
It is like a play, so I believe that.
Mm. And I think
when you tell me that
the name of the driver was August Osage County.
There's the first option available to you, August Osage County. For which F1 driver won the 2014 Malaysian and Bahrain?
Is this an Australian quiz?
This is an Australian quiz from the set of the
paper. Well, I'm just going to say the Australian driver just to be patriotic.
That is patriotic.
And his name, the Australian F1 driver's name is...
Michael Moore.
He's a documentary filmmaker from America.
All right.
Almost.
I'll tell you what his name is. John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. That's from America as well, but that's an actor.
All right.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Is who I'm only
he's
saying that because
guy.
I only know like two of the whole drivers out of the many of them.
Oh, no,
them.
My good
Do you know someone fast as well?
An excellent friend. And his brother is a driver, isn't he? I have an excellent friend. And he comes over and we play hand shandies with each other. Fabulous man.
How do you play
Damien
hand
Power.
Shandies?
Loves space, loves the
human
mind.
Well, I've never heard of a hand shandy.
Well, it's a game where you get a ball and you bounce it up against the wall and you scream at each other. You scream and then at the end you jack each other off.
Question number 5. The Bolivar is the unit of currency.
Anyway, I think his name is Will Power.
It's a good name for a driver.
It's a great name.
It's a great name for a driver. You think it's made up, but it's not. Mm. It's real.
The Bolivar is the unit of currency of which South American country?
Bolivia.
I'm going to have to go with her on this one.
Well, that's so obvious. When someone screams at that
Bolivar.
Quick,
yeah.
It's the truth. So
yeah.
I only scream truth.
I wish our currency had like something more interesting as its name instead of the dollar. That seems a bit dull.
Like the roux.
Oh my God. We've got
That'll
the
be
dollar.
20 roux.
Mm. The yen has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Mm. Mm.
Yen.
Yen.
Mm.
Yen.
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 Yen. Yen.
Do you don't think this is a trick question? You want to lock in Bolivia for the Bolivar straight away?
Yes, it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. We'll
I would go with her. I would also, if I do my own answer,
it's going to be revealed that I don't know many places in South America. So there's also that.
It's a great out.
Foreign currencies and what the width of a rump of a alpaca should be that is good for breeding and when they're in heat. That's the things that I would listen to.
Cecily!
Ma'am. Yes.
Thank you.
Question number 6.
Have you seen Little Fontaine today? Do you want me to do that or no?
We don't have the rights.
All right.
In computer terminology, DOS stands for...
DOS.
No, it is. It's DOS. I've heard
it
that.
It does. Stands for DOS.
DOS.
Yeah.
Can you give me one of the words?
D-O-S.
I don't know any of the words.
Don't open shit.
Don't open.
Don't open shit.
Don't open
don't
shit.
Open
That's
shit.
Good.
Don't have too many tabs. It's about not being distracted, focusing.
Well, you come from an online technical college, Professor.
In most cases, I'm thinking the S is a system, right? Mm. If we can work this out, okay, just like...
A problem.
Yeah. Just like, when the astronomer looked up into the skies and he said, I'm going to figure this son of a bitch out. And then all of a sudden, here we are.
A Parkes telescope and all of that. That's come from that, isn't it?
S is system. System. I'm going to guess. Mm. Usually.
And O is normally operating. Isn't it?
Yes.
No.
That's correct.
Mm, this is good. This is why you're a professor and I am not.
Mm. So what's
Well,
the
you're
D?
Helping me. The professor becomes the student in a lot of times in a lot of role-playing games that we play.
I've done that. I have done that. And that was a good night for me. I wore a little hat and I threw it up in there and said, finished, when I came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D is an interesting letter D. in the computer world.
Dan D. Dog.
What's a D word that you see often on in computer talk?
Dickhead operating system.
Oh, I got one. Dual.
Yeah.
Dual operating system.
All dual right. operating dual. System.
That sounds unlikely. No offense.
Oh. That sounds very computery to me.
No, I think it's don't open
if I
shit.
Took my laptop into a shop Dark. And it was broken and it's they said, oh, your dual operating system's on the bend, I'd be like, well.
Think you're wrong, but.
Replace it.
Dock.
I'll support
Does
you.
That dock operating system?
Dock.
No.
Dock operating system?
Dual
dad.
Dock.
Dad. Dad operating. I think it's dad. Dad operating, system.
With dock, it sort
well,
of
sounds daddy.
It sounds like you're yeah. trying to tell us something, Professor.
What?
With Doc.
Doc? Well, you know, the space station docks many times. Yep.
Have you have you ever Googled docking?
There's no need to Google something of which you are already familiar with, good sir. I studied docking. For many years, I studied it with great zeal and fervor.
Well, you got to get a really good connection, don't you? You want to be careful. You don't want to mess that
up. Yeah, you really have to make sure. And it really helps if one of you is uncircumcised.
It's good if there's a plus and a minus on either end of the battery, isn't it? Because if you got two pluses, it's messy. Two minuses, not enough. Depends on how stretchy it is, I guess. I'm a woman. And I don't think it's real.
Locking in dual operating system?
Sure.
Okay.
I would have gone with mine, but...
Question
I
number...
I don't think that's right.
Hey, Professor, what word do you think the D stands for? And I will lock it in. You're here to help.
I'm looking around. I'm looking around.
Could it be
disc?
Disc.
Disc. Oh, yeah, disc. Let's disc. I think he said desk, but let's go with disc. Disc is a way more computer word than dual.
I think it's disc.
And desk.
And
I
desk.
Think it's disc.
Desk is a computer word.
Yeah, I think it's
Where are you going to put it?
On my lap.
Yeah.
Top.
Okay.
Laptop.
You got me there.
Question number 7. Who wrote the Hunger Games trilogy of adventure novels?
J.K. Rowling.
No, her name. Listen to me. Hunger Games, Stephanie Myers. And it was originally written...
She did the
and it was originally written as a Christian Grey sexy vampires. But then it became a Hunger Games.
Was
Stephanie
that Twilight?
Myers. You shut up. It was Stephanie Myers.
Oh. No, that
and
was, it was J.K. Rowling. And later
no.
she...
Well, I think that was Harry Potter.
Tweeted.
No.
No, she did a tweet and said, oh, by the way, this is all set in a wizard school.
No, it was Stephanie Myers. It was Stephanie Myers and it was, yeah, she put the vampires in it.
JK's tweets. What's going on there, folks? Just yeah. every day.
It's the catch
I'm not
up.
Sure what. She's really George Lucasing everything that was good about.
Mm.
But she's not making the amount of effort that George Lucas made. So he'd yeah. go in and tinkle and make a whole film, and she just goes, no, he's gay.
Yeah.
He was gay the whole time.
Like every second day she tweets that someone's gay from Harry Potter.
At least he went to the effort to ruin everyone's childhood.
Yes. She just made the suggestion. I don't know the answer.
I don't know.
Yeah. JK just wakes up in the morning and goes, by the way,
Milne.
Professor Snape was a demon and also transgender people don't exist. That's a tweet. Usually.
Just an update.
That's
from JK.
Usually a JK Rowling tweet. She always ends it with her sign off, her classic sign off. I fear trans people. That's what she usually says.
JK.
She does say that.
JK. Instead of lots of love, she goes, yeah. I
IFTP. JK.
So afraid of trans people.
We don't know the answer.
Yeah, do
I never read The Hunger Games. I did read Harry Potter.
Same.
I read The
Humble
Hunger
brag.
Games.
Well, they're big books.
Yeah, man.
We love to get through.
I do remember when I read them when I was like 26 or something. And I remember saying to someone,
"It's too late."
I remember saying to someone, "I reckon something's going to happen with Snape." You know, yep. I called it really early, and someone said, "Wow, a book written for young teens. You called the twist as a 27-year-old.
When I was...
You showed her.
I read it when I was on Bebo as a young person when the last book... No, it was like... So it was two books left to come out, I think, or maybe one. It was all the Horcruxes. And I made my Bebo log line, Harry's a Horcrux, and, spoiler alert, he is. So actually I did the same as you, but I did it quite young.
Yeah, and you managed to ruin it for more people.
Yeah.
Sorry if you've never read the books.
The answer,
but if you haven't, keep your eye on Snape.
Were you able to predict if anyone was gay in the way that JK has
put it? I could, yeah. I was reading it, I was like, gay, trans people don't exist, gay, like that. I said that when I was reading it. In the bathtub, wow. Mama come in, what's going on? What's a trans person? She's Catholic. Yep. And it was 1907 it was. It was 1907. And my mother, she used to go and fetch the hot bath for me.
Wow.
Go
so you were in the bath at that so you're like 7 at that time.
I was 7, yeah.
So you're like 120 now.
I am aged, but it's like mature, not
no,
yuck.
In this grand scheme of the universe, that's actually quite young. You know, we're just a drop in a great infinite ocean of time that is
Thank you.
The cosmos.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Professor.
That's beautiful.
More like cosmos. That's a joke that I do at the start of my lectures.
Could you explain it
before
to me?
Anyone's online?
What does it mean? What do you mean?
Well, it's cosmos.
Yeah.
Instead of cosmos, it's.
Can you leave
cosmos.
An answer blank? Because I don't know. I've never read the books.
I've read.
What was the question?
But I don't know.
All I know is, to be all nerdy here, is that she copied the Battle Royale movie.
Yeah.
Which I think was maybe a book.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
I think it was a documentary.
It is. It's Battle Royale.
It's the movie where all the kids get sent to the island and have to defend themselves with weapons, and only one
Lord
person.
Lord of the Flies.
Different, better, oh. More violent.
I think actually
this is very nerdy. I've gone very nerdy now, but I don't know the answer to.
You're
this
revealing
question.
Some
Maggie
knowledge.
Maggie Smith.
It's Hunger James.
Yep. The answer is Hunger James.
Hunger James. Question number 8. Name the largest borough in the area of New York City.
Ooh.
And bonus points here for naming the 4 other boroughs.
The biggest kookaburra they got in the zoo. He's called Trent. And he makes a fuss anytime any of the other boroughs try to come in his nest.
My first ever boyfriend was named Trent.
Was he a kookaburra?
No, oh. It was a person, man, human, younger than me.
Did he love to laugh?
And we were together.
Right, seems like you're lying.
My first boyfriend.
Is this before or after the ring on the...
This is after tongue ring.
Okay.
All right, lucky Trent.
Oh, so he was the lucky... Trent's the lucky man.
Fell in love with Trent.
/ kookaburra.
Was in love with him.
Oh, love you, Trent. That's my impression
of
you.
And then he cheated on me and broke my heart.
I'm going to kill him.
But when he cheated on me, he used my car.
What?
To go to the guy's house.
He cheated on you with his car? Oh, right.
Like, he used to borrow my car to drive to the guy's house.
Fuck.
Anyway.
That is rude.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Other boroughs.
New York City.
So Trent's the biggest one. And then there are 4 other ones.
So the first option there for you is
Trent.
Brooklyn.
No, Brooklyn's much smaller than Trent. She's only a young one. Brooklyn. And then you got Matey.
Are these
you
alpacas?
Got Sebastian.
What are we
no,
listing?
These are boroughs. These are kookaburras in the zoo.
Sorry, these kookaburras.
And I then think it's either Brooklyn or Queens.
And then you got second Trent. And he's the smallest one.
Second Trent.
Second Trent.
Why did you name second Trent?
I didn't name second Trent. That's what his mum called
him.
You know
what freaks me out about kookaburras is you feed them meat. Like they hang out in your backyard and if you put like minced meat out, they come and eat it. And that just freaks me out. Watching a bird eat cold, stale meat.
Yeah, like seeing a bird with...
Odd. Very
like
odd.
Seeing a bird with a mammal in its mouth.
Mm.
That's
okay,
bizarre.
Well, we've all got different
a lot of the time I'll
preferences.
Put out some cheese for the crows. We've got a lot of crows that just... hang about day and night.
I think they're at the online technical college?
Yeah, well, outside my house.
Right.
It's just so many crows.
Yeah, I'd be worried about that.
Black ravens just are cawing day and night.
Wow. Like how many?
Yeah. I would say, you know, at least 80 to 100.
Right.
Wow. At a time.
Have you checked in on sort of any internal bleeding or external bleeding that you might have, or murders you might have done?
I did accidentally run over a gorgeous son of a gypsy woman.
Right.
And she cursed
you sure?
me.
You did.
She cursed you.
Yeah.
And did
I personally don't believe in curses. I'm a man of science, but those crows sure do.
Well, curses is just, that's another technology we haven't discovered yet, isn't it?
Maybe so. Maybe you're right. Touché, which is French for...
Yeah.
Touché is French for silence.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's a borough. Manhattan's a borough.
Brooklyn's very big, but Manhattan, surely Manhattan is bigger than Brooklyn.
I don't think so. I think that, you know.
Isn't Manhattan an island?
Manhattan's quite small, really. It's just an island.
Manhattan is an entire island.
Mm. Yeah.
Brooklyn's not that big.
Bronx? The Bronx?
Bronx.
Long Island?
I don't think Long Island's a borough.
Is that not a borough?
I think you're thinking of Staten Island.
Oh, Staten Island. Staten Island.
I'm going to go with Manhattan. I don't even know if that is one. We could be very wrong here.
I think it's
either
Brooklyn
that or Trent, so it's up to you.
Right, let's go with Brooklyn.
I know you do.
Brooklyn?
I'm going to believe the professor.
All right, we'll lock.
Oh, you shouldn't. I'm not a real professor.
No, don't.
We'll lock in Brooklyn. Hang on. You get a bonus point for naming the four other boroughs.
Brooklyn.
And Bronx.
The three places.
Queens,
there we go. Him. That Stanton. Those two. And that one.
Bronx, Queens, Staten.
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Question number 9. The acronym APEC stands for what?
I need to work backwards again,
Professor. That
APEC,
worked well last time.
Can you give me the actual letters?
APEC.
APEC. Well, that's the Australian and what's... Give me APEC in a sentence, please.
They all came together for APEC.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay. Lucky APEC. APEC sounds hot.
Is it petroleum? Is one of the? It's to do with oil and shit.
I thought it was to do with. All right.
Alpaca. Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Adult collective.
Is this just the tattoo you've got?
No, I've got a store called Alpaca Passion, and I've got outlets all through Daylesford, Hepburn Springs.
And what do you mostly do it? Sell at Alpaca Passion.
Alpaca knits, alpaca hats, alpaca scarves,
made of
alpaca boots, made of alpaca.
Four alpacas?
Yes, they're four alpacas. Made four alpacas
little
by
hats.
Alpacas.
Hats, you said.
Out of alpacas, little hats for winter. So Alpaca Passion, adult. Yep. What was the last one?
C, a peck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. C.
That's it.
I'll peck a passion adult C.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's one. That's one option open to you, Nate.
Who always attends these APEC summits? I always hear about these things.
I think they're like global leaders attend these.
Okay. Maybe Australia.
It's like a shitty G...
G8. Is it the shit G8? So it's like Australian and Pacific something.
Alpaca climate.
Australian and Pacific. Separating ourselves from the Pacific
the
there.
The Australians.
Pacific.
Australian Pacific. Energy.
Environment.
Environment.
Cuties.
Cuties. We'll lock in cuties. Question 10. In 2014, which television host announced that he was preparing to leave late night television?
David Letterman. To join
APEC. I met David Letterman once. I saw him on the street and I said, "Hey there, Dave." And he spat right in my face.
Did he? Where was this?
This was outside his house.
Right. Outside his house.
Oh, yeah, I know where he used to live. I mean, he's moved.
Right. Were you surrounded by crows?
I know this was before the gypsy.
PG. Pre-gypsy.
Pre-gypsy.
Yeah.
And then there's post-gypsy, which is also PG, so I get confused about what, you know, when I say PG.
It's a terrible way of counting time.
Post-gypsy or pre-gypsy. It's confusing.
You're still saying that word, aren't you?
Yeah,
is it wrong to say that word?
I think you're not supposed to say it, isn't it? I think.
Well, I mean it in the figurative term.
No, I don't think it matters what you mean. I don't think it's about you.
David Letterman. You seem quite convinced by David Letterman.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what other...
I went on the set of that James Corden, and I tell you what, isn't he lovely?
Very
I went
funny.
On there.
Very funny man.
Funny
Such a
man.
Great performer.
I mean,
so likable.
A dog was getting an interview, and I had to come on and speak for it and say, oh, this is what he's saying, and that was after John Wick's
I love it when something happens, and he's like, I'm James Corden.
I love it when he sings.
It's just
and
so
does
good.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's definitely the most likable person on television.
Yeah.
I loved his performance in Cats. I watched the Cats movie maybe 5 times in the cinema. Mm. And let me tell you, his performance was absolutely great as Buster Fat Cat.
Did you? I mean, you like Andrew Lloyd Webber, do you? I mean, you like Les Mis isn't Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I love Angela Webber.
No, Les Mis is not Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber's best work, in my opinion, honestly, is Jesus Christ Superstar. Mm. But I do like Cats, and I was the resident choreographer because I work with Cats and have been involved in several community theatre productions of Les Miserables as Hag 01 and Woman Who Sells, Who Buys.
You know, I met
Kane's
Angela
hair.
Webber once. I was getting a nice little sort of a 2-door RAV4, you know, those little
yeah. Oh, I
little
love a tall
ones.
Car.
2-door Verra, I bought him off, and Angelo was there, and he gave me a great deal.
Spit in your face?
Sorry?
Did he spit in your face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was this PG?
Yeah, this is PG.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
David Letterman.
I don't know. Who else has left? Yep, just go with that.
Well, it's a group of... You're picking from white
Jay
male
Leno,
comedians.
David Letterman.
Yeah. David Letterman. We'll lock in David Letterman.
Could be Jay Leno.
Are we ready?
No.
Is that it? Is that the 10th question?
That's the 10th question.
Sick.
Oh, Mamma Mia is a great musical.
Let's find out how you did. What do you reckon? What are you hoping for out of 10
I'm hoping
here?
To get at least 3.
At least 3.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm so sorry. Can I just have a guess? Is it Kevin Magnussen, the one who drove a car?
I'll jot that down and get back to you.
Okay.
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, I just remembered.
Does that still count?
I'll tell you. I can't tell. I'll tell you. Just
The F1 driver.
Yes.
Sorry. You wanted Kevin Magnus instead of Daniel Ricciardo.
Well, I just want to know if that's who it is. Tell me.
Oh, well, we'll get in 4 question times. We'll get there. Question number 1. Which Australian city is home to the historic Fanny Bay Jail? You said Hobart.
Mm.
The answer was Darwin.
That's what we said, yeah.
Mm. Darwin's near water. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Question number 2 was, who was the first person to become a Knight of the Order of Australia? You said Prince Philip. The answer was John Kerr.
Oh, man.
Right.
See, I got confused by that question. I thought that question was a tongue-in-cheek question about the Tony Abbott thing.
Well, I think...
We tried to do knighting of...
Because he brought it back. He brought it back, but originally started back when...
Who cares? John Curtin, what's he ever done?
Oh, well, the 9 daughters of Zeus, Mnemosyne, and he flipped the country on its head one day, actually.
John Curtin?
Yeah, John Kerr.
Mnemosyne.
Why did I say John Curtin? Who's John Curtin?
I think that's someone at Whopper.
I think John Curtin, is that a university?
John Curtin University, yep. That's Whopper. And I,
you know, I myself have a nemesis, and that is Bob Stevens... From the Champaign Online Technical University. He is a charlatan, and he does not know nearly as much about space as I do, which is quite a great deal.
Noted.
He's a charlatan. I think you're more of a Samantha. And
that's such a Carrie thing to say. Let's move on.
Question number 3 was the 9 daughters of Zeus and Mnemosyne, who personify knowledge of the arts, a collective known as what? You said the Muses. The answer was the Muses.
Yes.
Boom. Right.
And I got that all by myself. No help.
I thought it was pretty, very pretty.
Yeah, you thought it was pretty people. question number 4, which F1 driver won the 2014 Malaysian and Bahrain Grand Prix?
Mm.
You said Daniel Ricciardo. Cecily, very late in the game, offered...
Kevin Magnussen.
Kevin Magnussen. The answer was Lewis Hamilton.
That's what I meant to say.
That's the only
I love that musical.
You only get 1 shot to win that Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little joke there for the little Hamilton nerds.
Caught it.
This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Because there's only 4 songs.
I like
in that
explaining
musical.
My jokes to people. Hamilton, available soon in Sydney, guys.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a while, but it'll get there and it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see all the white people do in Hamilton.
I was gonna say, how are they casting Hamilton here? But let's move on. For another podcast.
You know, I once watched a fabulous musical improv group do
on the TV.
Hamilton.
I saw
improvised
that too,
Hamilton
yeah.
the musical. And let yeah, me just tell you, I don't usually cry, but this was so good that I wept.
Was it better than improvised Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Which is on several times a night in Edinburgh.
It was better than improvised Game of Thrones and improvised Avatar.
What? I don't know if that's possible.
That's wild.
Question number 5 was, the Bolivar is the unit of currency of which South American country? You said Bolivia. The answer, though, was Venezuela.
That's what I said, yeah. Venezuela.
That's how they get you. They trick you.
Their currency doesn't mean anything anymore.
I don't
think. How's that?
In computer
political
terminology.
Political joke there. You're welcome.
DOS stands for, you said disk operating system at the last minute.
Mm.
And the answer is disk operating system.
Very
get fucked.
See, I looked around. I looked at my computer.
You did.
I looked at,
yep.
my desk. And I said desk.
And I misheard that. And said disk.
Or
and we got it right.
Could have just said I got the right answer. But that's fine.
Question number 7 was, who wrote the Hunger Games trilogy of adventure novels?
Left
you said
blank.
Hunger James.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
I'm Hunger James. All right, Hunger Games. I'm Hunger James. All right, Hunger Games.
That's
I'm
my
Hunger
favorite
James.
Song from
right,
Hamilton.
The answer was Suzanne Collins.
Of course it was. What a thrilling
Susan.
Name.
Question number 8, the name name the largest borough in area of New York City.
Mm.
You said Brooklyn. The answer was Queens.
Queens has its own sitcom. I
said
Brooklyn
known. Or Queens. I have 50-50 chance.
I said Trent.
That's tough.
And I blew it!
there were bonus points available there. And
if you
can name them. The answers were Brooklyn, Staten Island, the Bronx, and Manhattan.
Mm.
And you said
Manhattan,
Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. So you got 3 there.
So,
but because one of them was the actual answer,
right?
And you'd said Queens for the bonus point, and vice versa. So you're gonna get 3 points. But still, that's rocketed you up from 2 to 5.
That's quite generous for you.
Generous. Like the colors of my mind.
Question number 9. The acronym APEC stands for, you said, the Australian Pacific Environment Cuties.
I am very, all jokes aside, I'm very confident with this one.
Well, the answer was the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation.
Same
close.
Shit. And what, you're saying they're not cute?
I bet they're cuties.
The last question was, a television host who announced in 2014 that they're preparing to retire from late night TV was David Letterman, which you said.
Oh, great.
You said
fantastic oral hygiene.
Brings your score up to 6.
Pretty good.
Out of 10. That is a remarkable success.
I wanted 3.
That's twice as good.
I know.
Double trouble.
That's also the highest score we've had so far.
Thank you. I would expect nothing else.
Which is remarkable. Cecily Jenkin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
Do you follow, I know you follow Alpacas and the work of Angie Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
But do you follow Michelle Brazier at all on any social media or anything?
I have seen her, but I don't like her.
No, big problems with her.
I've got big problems, yeah. She's dyed hair. She's gotten bangs recently. They look stupid. She's a fucking idiot, that girl.
Well, thank you for contributing.
No, wait, I forgot about feminism. She's fantastic, and everything she does is good, and she should never apologize.
Yeah, lean in, bitch.
And as well, if anyone says anything bad about her, who's a man, then they should all die.
Professor.
Yes.
Professor Tiborg, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your knowledge of celestial bodies from the Wilmot Online Technical College.
Thank you. I would like to apologize to all travelers.
Professor, do you follow the work of Ben Russell on social media?
Oh, yes. Fabulous man. Very deep and well thought out characters.
This is the difference between women and men. This is a difference.
Nathan Faber, congratulations on your 6 points.
I'm so happy. Thank you to my helpers.
Do you follow the work of Nathan Faber?
Oh, yes, I do. Quite often.
Yeah. Very good. Available on Stan, I believe.
I just stare at it.
Stan original Australian when's this podcast, lockdown comedy
When's this podcast
festival?
Going out?
Oh, shortly.
How many, like, what's that?
A couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? I think it's going to be in a couple of weeks.
Couple of days.
Cut this if it's not there yet.
Yeah.
My 2000 and, what was last year?
19.
Thank you.
That's the first thing you've got right so far, Cecily.
My show last year, I'm happy for you, is available to listen to on ABC Comedy Podcast. My whole hour show. So if you're bored, come and have a listen to my show last year.
Fantastic.
Go on. It's free, for fuck's sake. It's free. And what else do you have going on? Oh, you got 19 friends coming over. You're listening to a podcast. You don't have 19 friends. Go and listen to my show.
I live in America and we're having a big parade. Everything's open. We're parading it up. We're saying, it's over. I mean, it's all over. We're done. And so COVID left.
Well, it's good to hear from you one last time. That was Wax Quizzical. See you later. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.